quickly go to Mike in Salinas, California. We're up against our hard break. Mike, what's your question, sir?
Hi, yes, thanks. My question is, I was watching a few years ago Channel 9, and I would listen to Wayne Dyer a lot.
Right.
And I bought a couple of his books, and he would always quote from A Course in Miracles.
Yes.
Yes.
And he was always talking about Jesus, and I said, well, okay, I found it. So I bought it, and I started reading it. I could not understand it. But it was saying something about how, you know, there's no wrong, there's no sin.
Right.
And I just want to know, I mean, I got rid of all that stuff. I'm back into my Catholic faith. I read the Word every day. I go to Mass every Sunday. But I had a lot of bad things happen to me. I mean, did I tap into something that is dark?
Because I want to make sure, we're going to revisit this on the other side, Mike. Are you asking whether the practices and the stuff that you read in the Course in Miracles could still have its tentacles, still affecting you now?
Yes.
Okay, excellent question.
All right.
Mike in Salinas, California. Still there, Mike? Mike, are you there?
Hello?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
Just want to kind of reset. You used to read Course in Miracles. You used to watch and listen to Wayne Dyer. No longer. You're back in your Catholic faith. You go to Mass on Sunday. You read the Word of God each day. And you're asking a very interesting question, and that is the lingering effects of having that in your brain. What are your thoughts on that, Sharon?
And, you know, Patrick, because that can be a very real thing, doors are opened, sadly, doors are opened to the demonic into your life, their influence, their oppression, through reading and studying things that are contrary to God's word. And so this is so much of the New Age spirituality is what I call counter-Christian. And so much of it comes from the influence of demonic beings. And usually the people in New Age have no idea. They think they are angelic, beautiful angelic beings.
Would you say Lenin might say they're useful idiots?
Yeah, there you go. And so that door is open. Now, Mike, our good friend, has come out of that, and he's come back to the truth, back to his Catholic faith. But I do feel it's so important to close those doors that were opened. So my advice, when people ask me these kinds of questions, of course it is important to now go to confession, the sacrament of reconciliation, and you simply confess, I followed Wayne Dyer. I believed those principles. I lived them. I read A Course in Miracles. And you simply say, at some point, Father, when you're in confession, at some point, I recognize this is not the truth. This is not of God. And so I don't read that anymore, but I am sorry that I ever did participate in that. Now, that confession, this cleanses you in a very real way. This is one of the most important, beautiful things about the sacrament of reconciliation. And you know, when you read about people coming out of New Age and they want to be cleansed of all that, it is renouncing. This is what's necessary. I renounce following channeled spirits. I renounce following a zodiac and horoscopes. I renounce the palm reading that I did, going to a medium. I renounce all of that, and I only want to embrace that which is of God. And you can say that in your prayers. You can say it in the confessional and out of the confessional, and that is a huge safeguard and a cleansing.
Let's liken it to marriage. Try this analogy on for size. You might have offended your spouse, but you might not have. Do you bring it up or do you know? Of course you bring it up, because you might have.
Right.
So
that's a very good analogy.
How's Mike, is that help? Yeah, I guess we miss Mike.
Oh,
dear. I'm going to take that Mike silence as yes, thank you. And I think he's thinking, thank you, Sharon.
So on
Mike's behalf,
yes.
I feel qualified to say thank you, Sharon.
Well, very good. And you know what? If Mike is still listening and others, Patrick, you and I have often talked about that spoken about it with you, the little prayer booklet called The Catholic Warrior, and it was done by someone named Robert Abel, and we talked about that on a show long ago.
A-B-E-L.
A-B-E-L, Robert Abel. And he's put together this wonderful little authentically Catholic prayer book with so many prayers helping you to if you need a little guidance in your prayer of renouncing these New Age or counter-Christian spiritualities or things, prayers for protection, prayers of renouncing, prayers of cleansing, that I think would be wonderful if somebody feels they need that.
Mike, great question. Thank you, sir.